Another disappointing defeat. How do you sum that one up?
I think you've said it there. A disappointing defeat. To be honest, we've just had a big chat with the lads. We've had a chat amongst ourselves, but it's not good enough from start to finish. Today was not good enough. We had maybe two or three players who gave everything they got, and a lot of players who went through the motions. And you know, that's not what we've been about for the last few weeks. You know, it's all right having a great result Tuesday and getting yourself in a cup final, but you know, bread and butters were in the league, and that's where it matters. And today was abysmal. You know, no excuses. Absolutely appalling from the goalkeeper to the 11, number 11. Absolutely not good enough.
1-0 down from an error which gifted them an opening. And to be fair, I thought the 15 minutes before half time we scored. And that was our 15 minutes we had in the whole game. But we looked quite good. But as you've touched on, apart from that, it was just literally 15 minutes, wasn't it?
Well, the thing is, the goals come from a mistake, which, you know, to put them in front. But we've just said in the dugout, this is a matter of time. You know, they was all over us. We was giving the ball away ridiculous. In fact, you know, the goal came from a mistake, but it actually came from our throwing. And we threw it to them.
And their third came from our free kick.
Yeah, and this is what's been killing us. We've conceded far too many goals all season as a club, and today typified it. You know, once we were chasing the game, there's too many players walking about, almost like they don't care. And it's for me and Tom to address, which we, you know, we will do. But, you know, that's put it into perspective. You know, a few weeks ago at Buxton and Ensford, we was playing fantastic football and looking like we were never going to lose again. At the minute, you know, we've had a good result against Barwell in the cup, but in the league we don't look like we're going to get another point at the minute.
No, that's so, one win in eight in the league now if you take the cup game out, which isn't great form, is it?
It's not, no. And unfortunately we've had a few draws on games that we should have won, and it's coming back to bite us now, because, you know, we're in a bit of a dip. And we're not playing well, and we're getting turned over. But it's the manner of how you get beaten today was unacceptable.
Sometimes, like, we go away to Hendersford and we play Altrincham, and sometimes when on paper you expect us, the home side, to beat a team down here. Sometimes I feel like when we struggle, is that a fair assessment?
It is. We've just said the same thing. When we play the top sides, we seem to play better than when we play the teams like mid-table and lower end. Not that there's any easy games in this league. There isn't. You know. If
but
you're not on it,
on
you
paper
get done.
Part, it looks easier. And yeah, half the problem before we even start.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I mean, the disappointing thing for us today was just, you know, people just walking around like they didn't care. You know, and
still a lot to play for this season. Isn't there?
Of course there is. We, you know, well, they're all playing for the shirts for the cup final. They're all playing for deals for next season, and you know, they need to stop talking and start performing.
How do you go about? You've took. I know it's very soon after a game, but how do you go about changing things? As in, is it as drastic as a few go, a few come in? I know the budget isn't as easy as that, but is that the drasticness, or is it about working on the training pitch? There's two ends to it.
We'll work on the training pitch. I mean, you know, these lads are the same lads who was playing really well a few weeks ago, but they aren't now, and you know, so maybe we do need to get a couple of new faces in to freshen things up a little bit. It's something we'll talk about during the week, but you know, we haven't lost faith in these lads. You know, the lads are letting themselves down at the minute, and there's a couple of lads who are off form that have been playing really well all season, and that happens. You know, dips in form, and maybe they just need pulling out a little bit, just to get themselves going again.
A week off now, though, until Shore Lane next Saturday. We gave them a game over a week ago down here, so again, maybe what we said, we play better against the so-called better sides in the table, and we can go there with nothing to lose in a way, but yeah. we need points.
Well, games in this league don't get any easier, and of course, you know, now we go back to one of the teams fighting to win the league, and yeah, it's a tough game. But like I say, that usually brings the best out in us, and you know, after a week of training and what's been said, hopefully they'll respond in the right way, and we'll give Shore Lane a good game.